A man has learned much who has learned how and when to die. A man has grown 10 feet tall who can say, this is it for me. This is where I get off. No transfer, no detour. Just a direct route. Why do you frown like that? Why do you look so frightened? I am 10 feet tall. Oh, wipe the terror from your eyes. From up here, even in the black shadows that obscure you, you look very pretty.
Theater 5 presents The Forgotten.
Me. I didn't see you up there.
Oh, just keep walking. Forget you saw me.
You're going to jump.
Will you get out of here?
Oh, just look down. It's awfully far down to the river. You'll die 1,000 deaths.
I've already died 1,000 deaths.
But it's final.
No life lasts forever. Everything is final. Every breath you take is final once it leaves you. The day is final. It dies with sleep.
Oh, but there's another day. Another night. Another sleep. There's another breath. And most wonderful of all, there's another hope.
For who? For you?
For everyone alive.
What are you, some kind of Pollyanna or something?
No.
Oh, beat it, girlie. Get lost.
I'm not a girlie. Far from it.
Goody for you.
You're not very old yourself.
35.
That's awfully young to want to die.
I'm an old man. I've lived 1,000,000 years.
Even at my age, you can feel you've lived 1,000,000 years.
What are you doing down there?
Come down, and I'll tell you.
Nobody walks across this bridge unless there's a reason.
I've got a reason.
Got a flat?
No.
What are you doing down there?
Come down, and I'll tell you.
Keep walking, girl. You're sure to draw attention to me. The cops will come, and some minister with a lot of soft talk about God. A crowd will gather and some yellow-bellied crumb will yell, jump! I'll yell back, come up and hold my hand, you scum, and we'll jump together. Go on, start walking.
No one can see you perched up there in that girder. It's dark.
You saw me.
Only because I happened to look up.
And someone else can happen to look up.
No one ever walks across this bridge at night. You said so yourself.
No. They drive. Look at them. Speeding. Speeding. Speeding to where? Home? An argument? A lousy meal?
Please come down and talk to me. I'm terribly alone. I need someone to talk to.
You got troubles?
Yes.
And why don't you jump over that railing you're hugging so hard and let the river take care of them for you?
Maybe if I talk to you first...
Oh, leave me alone.
You asked me a little while ago what I was doing here.
You said you had a flat.
You said that. I don't own a car.
What are you doing here?
I came to jump, too.
No kidding.
I came to jump over this railing and destroy myself.
Yeah? Well, what are you waiting for?
Then I saw you perched up there. ready to jump. And I suddenly realized how wrong it was.
Just like that, huh?
A coward's way out.
Now I can see you better.
But why stand there? Outside the railing on that narrow ledge, you can slip off.
I intend to.
Please, come over to this side.
You are pretty. Why do you want to destroy yourself?
Oh, please, you make me nervous.
Hey, look. Look how beautiful it looks from here. Black, mysterious. Oh, how I love you, River. River, be good to me. Take me and hold me. I'll be coming to you soon.
Oh, it's ugly and frightening.
Oh. Why do you want to kill yourself?
Because I don't believe I've ever known a single day of happiness in all my life.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe. Even I've known a few happy days. Not many, but a few.
Have you really? Tell me about them.
Well, I gotta think.
Oh, I bet you had lots of them.
No, not lots. Let me see. The day Rosalie Newton promised to be my steady girl. That was one. We were about 13 or 14, I guess. I was carrying her books home from school. We went to Wiley's Ice Cream Parlor for a soda. I treated her. It was the first time I'd ever been alone with Rosalie. I was so nervous, I got clammy all over. I tried to hide it by telling jokes. I guess she didn't know.
Oh, Oliver, you are funny.
Well, here's another one. What's black and white and red all over?
Oh, I know that one. A newspaper.
Can I carry your books home again tomorrow?
Sure.
Every day?
Well, if you want to.
I sure do.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, everybody should know what they're going to be when they grow up.
What are you going to be?
A nurse.
A nurse? Yeah, that's nice. Like Miss Black at school. She looks pretty in her white uniform.
I want to work in a hospital. You need a lot of young doctors in a hospital.
People are always dying in a hospital.
Well, it'd be fun trying to save them.
I guess it would.
Why don't you become a doctor?
I don't know. I don't like hospitals.
This is a nice soda.
Yeah, Wiley always makes nice sodas.
He charges enough.
Would you like another?
Oh, no, thanks. I can hardly finish this one.
Rosalie.
Where do you get all the money?
On my paper route. I'm allowed to keep all I make.
Well, you're lucky.
Rosalie, will you be my girl? I mean, will you be my steady girl?
Why, Oliver.
I know you got a crush on Jerry Reeves.
Oh, Oliver, I have not.
He walks you home every day.
Jerry's a pest.
You always exchange notes in class.
Well, he's my brother's best friend. He always hangs around the house.
Then, will you be my steady girl?
I'd love to, Oliver. I really would.
I was on cloud nine all that day.
I bet you were. She must have been awfully nice.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
I married her.
Oh. Where is she now?
With her husband somewhere.
Oh.
Look. Look down there. Look at her flowing so gently. Look how she sparkles in the moonlight. How beautiful she is.
Hi. I'll be down presently. I'll be down.
Look. Look.
I don't want to look. Please, come over to this side where it's safe.
The sleep eternal. No more hurts. Just peace. No more frustrations. Just slumber. No more fears. Hate. Just sleep. Sleep.
Someone could see you clinging to that railing, please.
Yes.
Won't you come over to this side?
Sleep. Sleep.
frightening a bridge could be at night. Everything looks so sinister. The shadows like ghouls. Floating around, angry. Please, please come off that ledge.
I walked tall that day. Taller than the church steeple as I took Rosalie home. You must have had a day like that.
I can't remember.
Everybody's had a day like that.
Nobody ever asked me to be his steady girl.
Where'd you live, in a convent or something?
No, but nobody ever asked me to be his steady girl.
You must have had at least one day. Think.
Well, the day I graduated from high school, I guess. Yes, that day. It was in June.
There. Your mom and pop were there, all your friends and relatives.
My mother and father were divorced when I was four.
Oh.
After that, I remember being on the move. Move. Rooming houses and motels, one after another. I was left alone a lot. One day they arrested my mother for living like she did, and I was put in an orphanage.
That's rough.
When I was older, I was placed in foster homes. Some were nice, some not so nice. The day I graduated from high school was a happy day. I walked tall that day, too, although in a different way. It seemed almost as if I were a part of something.
You'll
that
look
I
just
belonged.
Fine, Emily.
The first time.
My, this is a very big day for you. I want you to know both Mr. Farnsworth and I are very proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Farnsworth.
That's why we bought you this dress for your graduation.
Oh, it's perfectly lovely.
We wanted you to look every bit as nice as any of the other girls.
Oh, I know I shall, Mrs. Farnsworth. And I'll always be grateful to you and Mr. Farnsworth.
You've been a good girl, Emily. A good, conscientious worker. You've never given us any trouble. That's more than I can say for some of the other girls we've had.
Thank you, Mrs. Farnsworth. You've been kind to me.
As you know, Emily, we're just poor, hard-working people. But Mr. Farnsworth and I want you to have this as a graduation gift.
A wristwatch!
It's not an expensive one, but it's the best we could afford.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
You'll be on your way now, Emily. You're 18 and a high school graduate. Have you any plans?
Well, I'm going to New York, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Oh?
There are good job opportunities in New York, they say. I want to get a job and go to school at night. I want to be a school teacher.
Sounds fine, Emily. Just fine.
I'm really looking forward to it.
You'll keep in touch?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Farnsworth.
And now you'd better start getting dressed. You haven't much time to get ready.
I want you to know, Mrs. Farnsworth, this is the happiest day of my life.
Now on with you. Quick, 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 quick.
Yes, Mrs. Farnsworth. I'll be ready in no time. In just no time
well,
at all.
Tell me, Emily, did you keep in touch?
Oh, yes.
Look. A stinking tanker plowing through my beautiful river and slashing it like a knife. Stop it, I tell you! Stop it!
Rivers are for ships, Oliver.
That river down there is for me. For us. That's our salvation, our peace, our tranquility. We'll jump together, Emily. Come, give me your hand.
No.
It'll come up and enfold us like Jacob's robe, full of understanding. We'll walk with angels.
No.
Don't be afraid, Emily.
It's cowardly. Life wasn't meant to be destroyed. It was meant to be lived.
You came here to destroy yourself? Come, Emily. Together.
Why did Rosalie leave you?
Huh?
Why did she leave you, Oliver?
Oh. Marry another man. A successful one.
Is that the only reason?
Well, I never counted all the reasons. Maybe because she never loved me to start with. The seed of love she sowed on barren soil. Maybe because she lost respect for me. You wear the mark of failure on the sleeve of your coat like a blazing neon sign. Oh, she could pour it on.
That was cruel.
And maybe because we never had any kids. A woman should have kids or a job when she's married, or her mind becomes a playroom for the devil. And maybe because I loved her too much, tried too hard to hold her. And maybe because I kited those company checks and got caught and faced a jail sentence.
What's kiting a check?
Adding an extra digit to it, pocketing the difference.
Did they give you a long sentence?
No. I'm out on bail. They sentenced me next week. But I won't be around next week. I'll be down there, asleep. That'll be a laugh. I'll be down there.
Please, get off that ledge.
What happened to your night school?
What? Oh, I enrolled at City College. I couldn't wait to attend classes every night. It was wonderful.
So?
I met a man. First man I ever knew.
Yeah, I know. He left you for another gal.
He was very sweet. He'd meet me every night after class, and we'd go to a little restaurant for coffee and maybe a sandwich and talk. See, we had so much to talk about. It was always exciting. It was all sort of, oh, kind of like a dream. On weekends, we'd take drives out to the country. We'd stop somewhere for lunch. We'd walk through the woods and maybe lie on the grass. Oh, it was fun. It was beautiful. I fell in love with him.
Yeah. How about the other gal?
I thought he'd ask me to marry him. But when I told him I was pregnant...
Pregnant?
He stopped seeing me.
Dirty rat. Why didn't you take him to court?
He works for some European firm. He went back. He's married and has a family over there.
To lay my hands on that character.
It was so pretty while it lasted. So very, very pretty. Oh, you've come over the railing, Oliver.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Emily, you're going to have a baby.
Yes.
Do you realize what you'd have done if you'd jumped off this bridge?
I'd have committed suicide.
You'd have also committed murder.
I hadn't thought of that.
Emily, there's a pizza joint at the end of this bridge. What do you say we go over there? Have a pizza, maybe a beer. Do a little thinking. You know, there's tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And there's the kid.
Whatever you say, Oliver. Sure. Sure.
You're shivering. Here, take my coat.
Oh, thanks.
Let's go.
Yes. Let's go.
Theater 5 has presented The Forgotten, written by Nick Cosentino, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Gene Gillespie, William Griffiths, Felice Camargo, Abby Lewis, and Larry Robinson. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Joe Palmer. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York, 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York, 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.